We always enjoy talking to our friend Craig Mish of SiriusXM. He's with us now on 101 ESPN. You can hear him at 10 to noon Eastern time on Fantasy Sports Today. And also that Swings and Mishes podcast, Swings and M-I-S-H-E-S. And even though we don't have baseball, at least for the next several weeks, it's always good to talk ball with Craig Mish. How are you, sir?
I'm thinking of starting food reviews, movie reviews, binge watching television. Listen, I'm up for any suggestions at this point for the next month, as it looks like, at least.
We should take suggestions too. Is there some show that we have to watch and then we can come in and talk about it like it's post game?
I mean, I could come on and do Netflix reviews with you guys, some of the things that I've been watching lately. You know, Narcos is a really good series.
Very good.
You know, it's been on for a while. I'm not as thrilled with the latest season as the others.
Too much reading.
The Outsider was good on HBO. That was a really good series. Not as good of a finish as it was at the beginning. Curb Your Enthusiasm, of course, is on HBO. Stranger Things is coming back to Netflix. I mean, we could just do this for 15 minutes. Probably in 2 weeks, we'd probably end up doing it like this.
Right, yeah, actually, exactly. Mark your calendar. We're going to have you back. Hey, Craig, I was following along as games were happening in Florida today, and it was almost like tweets that were disbelief that we were actually watching a baseball game and somehow supposed to care about it with everything going on in the world. Like, what was the day like today?
Yeah, I mean, I think that they that baseball just got caught off guard a little bit with the NBA canceling everything last night. I think that's kind of what triggered everything, and I commend the NBA for doing it. But of course, they only did it because one of their players tested positive for the coronavirus, and then at that point they shut everything down, and then it was just that trickle down from there. You know, and I think that had that not happened last night, I think the games are played both in Florida and Arizona maybe today and maybe even tomorrow and maybe even this weekend. Now, I think next week this would have come to a head and it would have been over. But I think they got caught a little bit in the look what the NBA did. We have to act. We have to act quickly. But what exactly do we do? So good job by the teams in Arizona saying that essentially, you know, oh, rain is coming. We're not going to play. We all knew that they just didn't want to play the game. And then in Florida, they were warming up on the field, and I guess they just decided to play that thing out. But it's I went to the last game in 1994 before the strike when and I was in Oakland at the time. I was just there visiting family, and I saw Oakland play Seattle. I remember Randy Johnson pitched the game. Ken Griffey Jr. hit a home run in the game that I went to, and it was that same sort of feeling. Like, I knew that there would be no baseball after that. And I think today it was very similar, albeit, of course, for different reasons and a lot more serious reasons. But it had that eerie sort of feeling, like you just knew nothing was next.
Did you think this was going to be inevitable? This was going to happen anyway, regardless of the NBA's decision yesterday?
You know, I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. I think that triggered it. It would have been inevitable maybe next week. I don't know that it would have been inevitable now. I think that, look, they played the games today. I mean, they certainly could have played, you know, through the weekend. But I think that the player on the Utah Jazz, once he tested positive, I think that really was the ending of it. Now, as far as inevitable goes, yes, we would be looking at probably a delay of the season no matter what. But I do think that spring training games probably would have continued for a few more days. But naturally, once a player test positive, I think that changes the entire game. And I don't think that baseball or hockey wanted that to happen. Like, they didn't want their sport to say, oh, you know, our guys too. They would prefer to leave that to the NBA.
Craig Mish, SiriusXM, with us in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Craig, what were your impressions of the Cardinals this spring?
You know, I think that that Kim looked really good. I think that there's a lot of, you know, optimism with him. I saw him pitch in person, I think it was three different times. And what happens a lot with these pitchers that come from overseas is they really have that first year where they're dominant, and then the league kind of gets the film and they get the ideas on them and they catch up a little bit. But I think Kim was the biggest surprise to me and really the biggest success story. I think he's going to end up being a solid middle of the rotation type guy. If they can get their bullpen in order 6, 7, 8, and 9, I think that he's going to be a big factor for them this year. I really do. He looked great, a mix of pitches. And the one thing that the Cardinals are going to love about this guy, when you go see him pitch at home games, provided that we get to do that, is that he works really fast. And I think that that's a big part of what you're looking for when you attend a Major League Baseball game now, is you want that pitcher to get the ball and throw it. And And I noticed two different times, two different games, as a matter of fact, where batters had to step out of the box to get this guy to slow down and not just kind of quick pitch him. So, you know, certainly he was impressive. Carlson was impressive. You know, we know the issues with Carpenter. Goldie wasn't on the field the entire spring because of issues and injuries. I don't love the Cardinals' offense. I think that there's a lot more work that's going to need to be done with them to have a potent offense. But I think pitching-wise, they're going to surprise some people because, again, as I mentioned, you know, Waino looked good today. Kim has looked good throughout the spring. We know that Flaherty is going to be good, too. I thought Dakota Hudson looked good all spring as well. So the pitching is going to have to carry them, I think, until the hitting catches up a little bit.
And if you haven't heard yet, MLB announced today that opening day will be delayed by at least 2 weeks. Cardinal Pobo John Mozeliak saying that players will report to camp tomorrow for a morning meeting after that to be determined. Whenever a season resumes, Mo said he would imagine a brief camp like before the strike-shortened 144-game season of 1995. That was after the 1994 strike, and that camp lasted about 3 weeks, and then the teams got back into playing again. So that's at least the Cardinals' thought process, and I see no reason why that wouldn't be. Maybe a two-week camp, Craig, when teams come back from this.
Yeah, it sounds right, and maybe some inter-squad games between the minor leaguers and major leaguers, and maybe even potentially some exhibition games in major league stadiums for a few days. I could see that happening as well. And at least from the players that I have talked to, yeah, there's a lot of indecision there, but it's also, and I don't want to say that the percentages are like 60-40 or 70-30, but there have been a portion of some of the players that I've communicated with that said that they would like to go home for a bit, you know, like to visit their family just to make sure that they're okay. Now, I think that the majority of them will end up staying just there and maybe even have their families there. But what do you do if you realize you're not going to be playing in any Grapefruit League games, any Cactus League games, any Major League games? You're literally just going to be going through workouts for the next month without seeing your family. I mean, some of these guys are going to have to at least get back for a day or two. And so I think it's smart for both the Players Association and MLB to allow them to be able to leave, which it looks like they're going to be able to do. And I think some players are going to take advantage of that.
Yeah, that's what I was really wondering about as far as like the CBA and stuff just goes in general. I mean, you don't plan for stuff like this, but there's got to be stuff in order. And you don't want to just keep people there. You almost want to let them have their freedom. But if I was running a team, Craig, I'd want everybody under my roof all the time. They find themselves in like a very, very difficult position.
Yeah, and it's a per diem basis right now with the players because the season hasn't started. So, I mean, on the one hand, you know, you have a Major League Baseball medical staff and facility at every spring training place, so it does make a lot of sense that the players would stay there. But, you know, I would think just like playing in spring training that the players are going to get antsy seeing these same guys every single day and just working out like they did already once in February. You know, I don't know what the easy answer is, but, you know, somebody in Florida who has family in California, it becomes an interesting dynamic because, again, you got to get on a plane. You have to go through all that as well. So, you know, it's something that we just have never been before. We're all learning for the first time what it's like to be in the country with this happening.
You were talking earlier about the NBA players, Gobert and Mitchell, who have tested positive for this. And Major League Baseball not wanting that to happen to one of their players. Do they have any inclination at all that still somebody has been exposed, maybe somebody is positive for it? Are they worried about trying to look into that and make sure they're not?
You know, I haven't heard anything along those lines, and predominantly, at least for this spring, the teams that I have covered are the Marlins, the Cardinals, the Astros, the Nationals, the Mets that are in my little circle of a 30-mile radius, so I can only speak to them. I haven't heard anything along those lines. It's certainly possible. The only report of any kind of infection in that area was what just happened, I think, the other day, and they announced it today, where a person got on a plane from New York to West Palm Beach that was previously infected and didn't say anything and still got on the plane. You know, I haven't heard any correlation to baseball or anything along those lines, so I couldn't speculate on an answer to that, but they've taken a lot of precautions over the last couple of weeks. I've seen more hand sanitizer and more soap than I could ever imagine. But I got to tell you, the one thing that's going to stick with me most from this entire spring training was being at the game yesterday between the Marlins and Yankees. And, you know, I'm not a press box guy. I'll sit in the press box, but I like sitting in the stands. And to sit in the stands and just sit there and watch the game while all this was going on and me looking to my left and my right for 2 hours and nobody was even talking about it, nobody was even thinking about it, and it didn't even feel like anything was happening in the country with it, And that's the kind of release that we have in sports, that it takes us away from a lot of these things that are happening in the country. And man, it is going to be really hard for all of us to not just have not baseball, but no hockey and no basketball and nothing. You know, that was the one thing that really struck me as, is this really happening? Because it just doesn't seem like it was yesterday.
Craig Mish, always great to hear your voice. Thanks so much for the time today. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
You bet. Take care. That is Craig Mish. You can, of course, hear him on SiriusXM 10 to noon on their fantasy channel every day on SiriusXM. A lot has happened today. We'll bring you up to date on that next on 101 ESPN.